In races where only one candidate is running against a targeted Republican, May 8th will be the general election. In races where there are two or more challengers, that date will be the primary, and June 5th will be the general election. Lawyers for the Government Accountability Board, the Republicans facing recall, and the recall committees all agreed with Judge Richard Neese's decision to set March 30th for the GAB to finish searching for duplicate names on recall petitions. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy says it appears there are more than enough valid signatures, but the duplicate checking process is a time-consuming legal requirement.
There's several hundred Joneses, many with the same first initial on that, and we have to sort through those, make sure that we're finding duplicates, we're not finding a lot of duplicates.
Kennedy says it will cost the state $9 million each for the primary and general election. Attorney Joseph Olson represents the incumbent senators facing recall. He says that's less than it would be if elections for each candidate had to be held separately.
I think the big win here for the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin is that all the elections are going to occur at the same time, so we're not spending millions of extra dollars to do elections one after the other after the other.
The attorney for the recall organizers, Jeremy Levinson, says the whole process could have cost less without the litigation leading up to today, but he's pleased all sides are finally satisfied with the outcome.
Do I like the fact that today ended in a big bear hug and agreement? Sure, it's a metaphor for something.
If the recall is certified March 30th, candidates challenging the incumbents will have until April 10th to circulate nomination papers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.